Today, we're going to try to do two parshios. Generally, I don't like to rush things in so much at one time, but we have no choice. So, unless we... I used to get together with my shir. I used to take them to a community on Simchas Torah. We'd go away for Shmini Atzeres, like upstate New York. And we'd have the first night of Shmini Atzeres. And after the first meal, the first night of Shmini Atzeres, I would give the Parsha Shir for Zos HaBrach. But since we're not doing that, so we have to give it now. Okay. So Parshas Hazinu. Hazinu HaShemayim V'Adabera, this is Shmar Etzim Refri. So the Medrash says, what is this referring to? Hazinu HaShemayim, page 3, Al Shem Shenidna Torah Min HaShemayim. Hazinu HaShemayim means was the Torah is given in HaShemayim. Shenem HaTem Risa Min HaShemayim Dibarti Mochem. The Shishma Oretz She'ale Omdu Yisrael V'omru Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Nasa V'Nishma. So Hazinu HaShemayim is the Torah given in HaShemayim. Tishma Oretz is Klal Yisrael standing in the land saying Nasa V'Nishma. So what is the significance? Now, there is a famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on page 4. The Gemara says that there was the Shira that they said on Musaf of Shabbos. Every Musaf of Shabbos, they would say Shira. So, like this. Musa Shabbat Mai Umrim Amarav Anon Ambar Abba Amarav Hazivloch. They would divide the Shira into different parts. Look at Rashi. Hazivloch. Parshas Shira Hazinu Cholkim Osol Lashisha Prokim. The first part is Hazinu. Hasheni Zchoyim Osolom. Hashlishi Yikarveu. Harvi Vayarsham Vayinats. I can't shisha psukim perak umikan ve'elach shmona psukim lulei hazivloch. So that's how they would divide the shira of the Levim and Musaf. Okay. Now the Gemara says so the same thing we should do in shul. Amarav amarav kedech shel chalukim kan kach chalukim bebeis haknesses. So that's what we do when we make the aliyas. Hazinu zchoyim osolam. Yarkiveyu, we stop, so each aliyah will be started in a different letter from the acronym of Hazivloch. The Ramah says that we don't do this, we only do this on Shabbos, you don't do it during the week. Rav Soloveitchik was machpid to do this during the week also. So that's why in Gluck, in Rav Shechter's minyan, they by the Hazinu, on a weekday, they read a huge amount to do, Haziv Lach even during the week. But the Ramah says the minig is not to do it during the week, only on Shabbos. So what's the significance of this Haziv Lach? So the Marshah writes on page 5, the Simitov Chalku Pasha Haziv Zayin Chalokim, where she tells Haziv Lach, Sheshir Kama, the Kalmas Matina Shakadusha, Ziv means the splendor, the glow. Means this is the carne or of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Haziv Loch means to you, to Moshe Rabbeinu, belongs this carne or. Haziv Loch. So what's that all about? What's that referring to? So let's take a look. In Parshas Chisiso, we know that says, Vayisnatzlu, page 6, Bnei Yisrael es edyom mihar chorif. The Moshe, they lost, see when Klal Yisrael, when they say, Chazal say, when Klal Yisrael, I'll show it to you in the Gemara, when Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma, they got, every Jew got two ksarim on their head. And then when they worshipped the eagle, then they lost it. And Moshe Rabbeinu took all their ksarim. And the Karnei Hod were those Ksarim of Klal Yisrael. So it says, Vayikach, Moshe Yikach as HaOel. We'll see, Chazal say that that's referring to the shine. The oil is the shine. That's the Karnei Or. And then the Pasuk at the end speaks about the Karnei Or of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he put on the Masveh, etc. So that's the Gemara here on page 12 in Shabbos on Pei Ches. The Gemara says, Darash Rav Simai B'Shar Shekhtimu Yisrael Nasel L'Nishma Bao Shishim Ribo Shal Malachi Asharis. So 600,000 Malachi Asharis came. V'chol Echa V'Echa B'Yisrael Koshulu Shnei Ksarim. And each one got two crowns. Each of Klal Yisrael that said Nasa V'Nishma got two crowns on his head. They came in Shechatu Yisrael, but then once they sinned, then 120,000 Malachim came and took back the crowns. That's why Nasa V'Nishma says Edyon, the crowns, Mihar Korev. And then they... and then Moshe got them. As the pasuk says, Moshe yikach as oil. And the oil, Rashi explains, is referring to the shine. But then he says, Amar Rish Lakish, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachzir en lanu. That we're going to get it back. Shenema ufudu Yashem shuvun uval tzion berina v'simchas olam al rosham. Simchas shemei olam al rosham. So eventually we're going to get them. We're going to get them back. So the Chasam Sofer on page 14 writes the following. What does Aziv Loch mean? First of all, he says from the Truva Zichron Yosef. Yishlom Darim Moshe Rabbeinu Nidlu Kol Aksarim. Moshe Rabbeinu got all the Aksarim. Shaharidu Yisrael Edyo Mehar Chorev. Vem Hema Karnei Hodom. So one might think, she'enenu lo be'etzem, that Moshe's not going to keep them, ela nifkadu lo kepikadon, until Klal Yisrael deserves to get them back. As the Pasuk says in Shabbos. So Klal Yisrael thought, haziv ahu enenu lo be'etzem. See, originally Klal Yisrael thought that Moshe is not going to be the owner of the crowns. It's just a pikadon. But Moshe Rabbeinu died, so then you would think Yoshua would get them. But Yoshua didn't get them, because that's why, that's Pshat, Pnei Moshe Kachama, Pnei Yoshua Kalavana, means that he didn't get the Karnei Hod. He didn't get the Karnei Hod. So at that point, Ach Shemes Moshe Rabbeinu, Vuhufkudu Etzel Yoshua, El Hayuponav Kifnei Levana, what a busha to Yeshua that he's not getting the Karnei Hod. So Omru Lemoshe Haziv Loch Lagamri. So that's what they said to Moshe Rabbeinu. We see now that Moshe got to keep it. It wasn't just a pikadon. So the question is, the Tzadmer Rebbe asks in the Beirach Moshe, but did we say before that Asidim, the Gemara says Asidim Klal Yisrael to get them back? So now the Gemara says Haziv Loch means it's yours, Moshe. Haziv Loch, because it didn't go to Yoshua. In other words, Moshe got it, he died, and it's not going to anyplace else. It stayed with Moshe. Haziv Loch, it's yours. It's not just the pikadon. But what's Pshat? But what about the Gemara? The Gemara says not that way. So that's the kasha that the Beirach Moshe asks on this Chasam Sofer. He says, like this, on page 16. Achei nira lo mar be'ofen acher b'yishuv ha'kushet the madu amar ziv loch losha nochach. So he says the whole Gemara. But he says that what? L'chor divrei Gemara mafurish yotzei shelo nidda k'sarim l'moshe Rabbeinu l'gamrei. Right? It's against the Gemara what the Chasam Sofer says. The Torah is pikadim. And that's the, you know, the Gemara, that's the famous Gemara in Bava Basra on page 13. Kayotze b'dovar ta omer v'nudna mehotcha olav v'lokotcha z'keyu she'oso dor amru p'nei Moshe ke p'nei Chama p'nei Yeshua ke p'nei Levana. Oy lo z'busha, oy lo z'klima. It's a busha that he didn't get it back. Well, that Yeshua, I mean, Yeshua didn't get it, not back, but he didn't ever get it because he would think he's the next leader, so he should get it. So that's why Klal Yisrael says, Haziv Lach. No, it stayed with Moshe. But on the other hand, the Gemara says, Fakert, that Klal Yisrael is going to get it back. So look what he says here. So he quotes that Gemara, V'yitachin, page 16, V'yitachin, the bottom, page 16. V'yitachin lo ba'bir ha'inyan, k'shenakdim ma'morim, z'kenim sha'ozo dor amru p'nei Moshe k'b'nei Chamek p'nei Yoshua k'b'nei Levana. Oilo lo'osa busha, oilo lo'osa klima. V'tomu ha'mefarshim, hech he'izu ha'zikenim lomar, oilo lo'osa busha, u'pogu b'kvodo shal Yoshua. How could they say such a thing? Okay, it's true, Yeshua didn't get it, but to say, oh, Yeshua, look, he's the, look at him, Yeshua's the leader now, they shouldn't have spoken that way to Yeshua. Oiloso busha, oiloso b'klima, he didn't get the carne hod. He says, ach, l'drachen yeshlo v'chi, acha shechotu Yisrael, piku me'aleim ha'ksarim, v'nudu l'moshe Rabbeinu, v'karen or ponov, v'esahu choshevu Yisrael, shenifku l'karim, he's the Moshe b'toros. It was originally they thought Moshe was going to get it, b'toros pikadun. And then Klal Yisrael is going to get it back. But when Moshe died, and they saw Yeshua is not getting it, so he says, busha, he's saying a nupshat. Doesn't mean, oh, the busha on Yeshua, and he get it. No, it means the busha on Klal Yisrael, that they sinned in the Egel, and they lost the. So at that time, when Moshe died, and Yeshua didn't get back, so they had a tremendous busha. And they did tshuva. So Zekeinu she'oso omru p'nei Moshe k'p'nei Chama p'nei Yeshua k'alvana, b'zeh b'muchach she'nidu ha'ksarim l'Moshe Rabbeinu b'etzem, v'lo p'tar z'pikadum, v'chein oylo lo'oso busha. So at that point they're saying that Yeshua didn't get it. So that means Moshe's keeping it, and they lost it also. But they're saying also lo shabisha on us, that we served the Egel and we lost the Ksarim. So then he says like this, the Gemara says in Brachas, kol osa dovar dvar aveira u'mispayish bo. If somebody does an aveira and has busha, mochlim lo al kol avonosof. Mechila and all his aveiras. Mechid yeshlomu ki mikoch osa busha shirizbayishu b'nei Yisrael. So the day that Moshe died, they had a tremendous busha. Because they thought, look, the Ksarim, they didn't get back, Yeshua didn't get it, it means Avziv Lach, it remained with Moshe. And Moshe takes it to Shammayim, it remains with him. And he said, look, we lost such an important thing. At that point, they had such busha, they had Mechilas Avonos, and at that point, they got Haftacha min Shammayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it back to them. Because now they did Shuvah, because they had busha. Till then, they didn't have the full busha. Omer fudu yeshem ishuru simchas olam al roshom simchas shemi olam al roshom lachen sheba Moshe ba'omer lehem Yisrael shiras azinu. So now Moshe says tamen b'roh. So when he says shiras azinu, it says aziv lo chanu shabisa olam Yisrael she'osu ziv karni hod men akasarim shal nasev nishma yuchzor lachem lo asid lavo. So now what he's saying is aziv lo, you're going to get it back to you, Klal Yisrael, because now you did full tshuva. They came zochul hasig der tshuva mitis nimchal lahem avonoseim osir akol shporchul lahachzir lahem achzorim losil lavol. And he says that's psha hazinu hashamayim, that's the sinas haTorah v'sishma aretz, that's what the nasa v'nishma, because So why are we starting off with that? Because that's the whole history of Klal Yisrael losing the, getting the Ksarim and losing them, but being promised that if you do tshuva, then you're going to get returned. And now Moshe Rabbeinu is giving them the haftacha, haziv lach to Klal Yisrael. Tani she yuchzor lehem oso Ksarim, she zachor lehem b'maymer hanifcha b'schus na'asha v'nishra, v'izem muvan shapim ma'ashim z'chan inyum atin Torah. So that's why the whole thing has to be, before we talk about haziv lach, we have to give the background. There was Matan Torah, there was Naseh V'Nishma, they got it, then they lost it, but they're going to ultimately do tshuva because they're going to have busha, and that's going to bring it back. And that's the idea of Klal Yisrael. And then later on, the Medrash says, on page 18, K'siv Yisrael Asher Panav Ilecha. Kosev Echad Asher Lo Yisofanim. Also tshuva, if Klal Yisrael is also tshuva, Hashem will nos upon him, will forgive them. Yachol Akol Tamulay Lecha Lo Lu Ma'acheres. So tshuva, this is a famous Chazal. The tshuva is something for Klal Yisrael, not for the Umas Olam. Famous Kasha, the Ramam Ipanu, is what about Nineveh? So there's a lot of perutim to that question. Some say that Ramam Ipanu discusses. They quote. Some say that it wasn't really tshuva. It was just Umas Olam could do something to push off their punishment. But it won't be tshuva that will be erased. That's only for Klal Yisrael. So, okay, different ideas of how to... But in the Beiruch Moshe and Koheles on page 21, he says, Amrav Chiyah Bar Abba Tov Melo Kaf Achas Nachas Zeh Yom HaShabbos Meloch Of Naim Amal Ror Tzurach Elu Sheishim Ebrashus Tamar Rav Abba Ein Yisrael Negolim El Beschus Shabbos. The Klal Yisrael gets the Gula B'Shchus Shabbos, and he says from the Bnei Yisroschar that Hamakom Shebaruch Hu Amar Avinu Mekabel Balechas HaShabbos Nechnasim La'aretz. The Shabbos is the key to getting to Eretz Yisrael. Why is that? Because Shabbos is the idea that Klal Yisrael is born in Mamakom. Because Klal Yisrael, the Shabbos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's scepter. How do we, right do we have to use it? But we're Banim L'Makom. We're Banim L'Makom. And if they're Banim L'Makom, that's why Tshuva works, the Bnei Yisroschar says, because a Melech Shemochel Al Kvodo Ein Kvodo Mochel. But a father could be Mochel. He says, and that's the pshat that if Kabbalim Banecha, it's a Shabbos, and the Chnosim of Israel. Because if we Kabbalim Shabbos, then that's Eidus, we're Bodim L'Makom, and then we have Tshuva, and then we could live in Eretz Israel. Because Eretz Israel doesn't take over Avera. It spits them out. Losaki Eretz Eskam. So you can only live in Eretz Israel if you're not over Avera. So B'schus Shabbos, that gives us the ability to do Tshuva, not to be over Avera, we can be Nichnas by Eretz Israel. So he says, so that's the... idea of Shabbos, and that's Shabbos is also, I think, point out Boshas, Oshios Boshas, because Boshas is the real tshuva, and then like we saw, the Klal Yisrael had that level of busha, and then they were able to get the Ksarim back. So Tov Melo Kaf Nachas Yom HaShabbos Moch Of Naim Amal Rus Ruch Elu Sheishes Yimei Breishes. על הכבוד שיום שבס קודש עוד עולה מכל שער מועדים. שבס הוא שביתו של מלך, etc. That's the, Shabbos is the idea of tshuva, and Shabbos is the time where a person can think and have boshes about what he did. And that causes the mechilas avonos. And we know that Sukkos is... So it comes right before Sukkos, because Sukkos is the final. I'm not going to read it inside, but you'll see it here. The Shir Shirim, the Vilna Gaon has the famous question of why do we have Sukkos on? You're going to see it here. It's a long piece here. It's on page 28 of the whole piece. I'm not going to read it inside. You can see it, but the Vilna Gaon asked the Kasha, what happened on Tesvav Tishrei that we have Sukkos on Tesvav Tishrei? Nothing. So So why are we having Sukkot on Tishrei? The Torah says because it's starting to get cold, but nothing specifically that date. So the Vilna Gaon says, no, something did happen on that date. What happened on that date? You know what happened on that date? Klal Yisrael sinned on the eagle. Then they got kapara on Yom Kippur. Salachti kivarecha. Then Moshe Rabbeinu comes down on Yer Aleph, and he's mitzav on the Melechas HaMishkan. What does the Pasuk say? Am heviu nedova baboker baboker. The 12th and the 13th, they were bringing the nedova. On 14th of Tishrei, the Chachmei Lev brought everything together, and they started building on the 15th the Mishkan, and then the Anonim returned. See, there's a word from the Mabit in the Beis Elokim. There's two types of tshuva. One is, you ask me mechila, okay, I'll mochel you. But you know what? I don't want anything to do with you anymore. In other words, I'll mochel, okay, bygones are bygones, but mikan olaba, I don't want to really have anything to do with you anymore. But then there's ritzoy. Ritzoy means not only this tshuva, but I want to restore their initial relationship. So that happens on Sukkot. Because Sukkot, the Anonim come back. That shows that we're going to have the same relationship with the Anonim that we had before. And that's the ultimate tshuva. But to get tshuva, a person has to have the busha, has to realize he did something wrong. Sometimes people don't realize, even if you tell them, they don't realize. And that's the Haziv Loch. Originally, it was going to be, Klal Yisrael thought that it's Moshe Rabbeinu. Because they saw Yeshua died, it didn't come to Yeshua. Moshe died, they didn't get it. So it's over, Ziv Loch. It went to the coffin with Moshe Rabbeinu. But then Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, Haziv Loch to you, Klal Yisrael. You're getting it back. Because you saw that after you sinned in the Chet HaEgel, and you saw when Moshe died, and then you realized that none of them aren't coming back, and you had Busha, now you have Mechilas Avonis, now you can get it back. And getting it back, the Gross says, wasn't just getting it back. Getting it back represented the what? The return of the same relationship that we had before. It's not like, you know, okay, Mechila, Moichel, but get lost, you know, that type of thing. Yeah, Moichel you, get lost. No, I'm Moichel you, and that's rebuild with the same relationship we had before. And Haziv Loch is the Zchus HaTshuva Malosa, so that comes at this point of year of the Hazinu, right after Yom Kippur. Hazinu HaShemayim Va'aretz. Yeah, Hazinu HaShemayim is the Matan Torah. V'Sishma Aretz is the Nasa V'Nishma. And that, Klal Yisrael was on a high, and they lost it, but they got it back. They're getting it back. Haziv Loch. Also love it, we're going to get it back. V'Vudei Hashem Yishuvur V'Ol Tzion Berina, when the Simchas Olam Al Roshem is the return of the Anani HaKovod, the return of the Kanei Hod to Klal Yisrael. So this is a beautiful pshat that fits in this time of year. Okay, we're going to take a 2-minute break and then we'll do V'Zot Shabracha. You want to...